In a farmhouse a few miles off the main highway between Fort Dodge and Humboldt, two children, Isaac and Abram Larson, are attending school, but not exactly homeschool.
It's an online public school.
That's their mom, Christine Larson.
It's sort of a mixture of homeschooling and public schooling.
A hybrid for certain, but even more unique. It's a three-year experiment authorized by Iowa legislators using computer online classroom connections.
It's Blackboard, so they don't see each other face-to-face, but they can each press the microphone and talk, so you get to hear everyone's voice, and they can raise their hand virtually and answer questions.
But it isn't a constant online classroom connection. The Iowa Virtual Academy partners students and their parents with a certified teacher for 2 hours weekly. The rest of the time, Christine Larson, holding a college master's degree but not a teacher, is what's called the in-home learning coach.
So far, I love it for both. I have Abram, he's doing the kindergarten level, and Isaac's doing third grade. And it really is nice because I can really tailor it to the student. A lot of the stuff Isaac can kind of do on his own. Math, we sit down and he and I do together. So it's kind of nice because my kindergartner needs me right there for every single subject because he's just learning to read. Whereas Isaac, there's quite a few subjects he can read through himself.
Iowa law prohibits students open enrolling from their home districts to another from receiving instruction primarily over the internet. That's to block enterprising districts from establishing networks, proselytizing students, and collecting tax money from the students' home districts. But state legislators are exempting two school districts, Northeast Iowa's Clayton Ridge at Guttenberg and the Cam District at Anita in southwest Iowa. State Representative Mary Masher, a retired Iowa City teacher, says the experiment is allowing those two districts to open enroll students from across Iowa in online classes.
And so it's a very limited kind of a pilot. There are no more than 900 kids that could participate. It's much smaller than that in terms of the actual numbers.
In its first year, Iowa's Virtual Academy is serving about a third of that, about 300 students. All but 62 of them open enrolled to the CAM District's online program provided by the Baltimore, Maryland-based for-profit Connections Academy. Representative Masher says many legislators had reservations about the virtual academy, and she's still skeptical.
This was supposed to be basically a licensed teacher who would be providing that instruction for the children, and then the parent would be there as a support. But I'm not sure that that's how it's really been working, which is why we limited the number, and we wanted to at least get a handle on it to see, is it effective? Is it working for the kids? Is it working for the families? And then we'll evaluate that and determine whether this is something that should or shouldn't be expanded.
Iowa Education Department Director Jason Glass, while agreeing that out-of-state for-profit vendors and student outcomes must be closely monitored, maintains the online classrooms may be right for some students.
The evidence on online education at the aggregate level tells us that the outcomes aren't appreciably different than the traditional setting. So I think that we have to continue to hold it open as an option for some students that it might be the right fit for.
And that's pretty much Tom Downs' cautiously optimistic approach. As a former school superintendent now heading the association representing Iowa school boards.
We don't want to take firm positions on whether this is in the best interest of Iowa students until we see what these two districts are accomplishing this year.
School boards' endorsement reticence is understandable. Every student open enrolling out of the district also transfers nearly $6,000 to the student's new district. For online education, that's the state-designated experimenters, Clayton Ridge and Cam districts, receiving the money. But they must also pay out-of-state vendors employing the Virtual Academy's Iowa-based teachers and administrators. Retired teacher, now State Representative Mary Masher, also worries about removing students from traditional classrooms.
You need that social interaction for children to learn how to collaborate, how to work together, how to cooperate, how to share. That's difficult to do if you are in your own home with your parent there. You might have brothers and sisters, but it's a very different environment and setting than you would get in a classroom environment.
Okay, so Isaac, this is language skills or literature? Language skills. Did you get your workbook?
Yep.
Okay. So today you're going to be doing some analogies.
Back in the Larson's farm home, Christine Larson, assisting Isaac, dismisses the socialization argument.
What kind of socialization do we want? You know, when they're with me, I can control the socialization. When they go to school, who knows what they pick up on the bus? Isaac came home learning all kinds of things that I didn't particularly want him to know. And sometimes I get, well, kids need to know how to react to being picked on or bullied. So a rite of passage in growing up is that we should allow them to be bullied? I don't necessarily think that by keeping him home, he's missing out on any socialization.
Indeed, Isaac himself says he's on a Fort Dodge community swim team. And while he likes a traditional classroom, online at home is okay too.
I just like to be at home a lot. I'd rather be coming to school, doing school at home than way down in like Barnum or Mount Manson. A lot of time just doing school work than more time than I did in school. Probably have pretty good rank right now. Probably like an A+ if it gotten most all my tests right.
And that's the outcome legislators will be seeking when eventually deciding if home online classrooms have a future in Iowa. Near Fort Dodge, I'm Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.